Fleetfoot began protesting as he backed off down the ditch.
You mean I've got to be the climber? I'm no good at climbing, and I swear I ain't, Chief.
Grofgut shoved Rashback and Frogeye forward.
Grab him!
They seized the unfortunate Fleetfoot firmly. Grofgut spat on his rusty blade, eyeing his victim.
I told you, if you ain't for me, you're agin me. So, where do you want it, eh? In the gut, across your throat, or in your lousy heart? Hold him tight, mates.
Fleetfoot babbled like a brooking flood.
I don't want to get killed. I'll climb. Don't slay me, Chief. I'll climb the wall for you.
Grofgut thrust his face close to Three Tooth.
Oh, you'll climb right enough, or I'll skin you alive afore I kills you. Plug, where's that rope we tied a heagle up with? Knot it round me sword handle, will you?
All the gang members were young rats, Obler and Fleddy, the two youngest. The latter was becoming quite taken with the idea of burgling Redwall Abbey, but he had a question to ask of his leader first.
You said there was all sorts of good stuff in that place, Chief. What sort of good stuff?
Grofgut saw this as an opportunity to fire his gang to great efforts. Unfortunately, he was not good at speech-making.
Lots of good stuff. Everything's in there, mates.
Young Fleddy pressed him further.
You mean good stuff? Like nice vehicles, Chief?
The gang leader nodded sagely.
Aye, more than you could eat. Loads more.
Obler picked his teeth with a grimy claw.
I hope there's more than Fleddy can eat, because I want to fill me belly too. I like apple pie, because I had a bit once, and it tasted nice.
Grofgut clapped him heartily on the back.
Don't fret your head, mate. They got enough apple pies for all of us.
A moment later, Grofgut was sorry that he had spoken. It seemed that the rest of the gang were fond of pies, though each had his own individual favourite.
And strawberry pies, Soof Chief.
My old granny used to bake tater pies with onions in them. Do you think they'll have tater pies like me old grannies?
Blackberry pies is bestest. Big, fat, juicy ones.
What about plum pies? Bit the juicier, eh, Chief?
Rhubarb pies is good with lots of honey on them, though. Do you think they put honey on their rhubarb pies in their Chief?
Grofgut kicked the last speaker soundly, having heard enough about their favourite pies.
We yous all shut up. Yes, yes, they got loads of different pies in there. Now let's get on with it, eh?
Creeping out of the ditch, the gang made it across the path into the shadow of the wall. Grofgut and the three he had nominated flattened themselves against the wall. The leader whispered urgently to Fleddy and Obler.
Come on, yous two, up you get. Stand tight, mates.
It was not as easy as it sounded. There were muttered complaints as soon as the two younger rats began clambering over the four who formed the bottom line.
Ugh, don't stand on me nose like that, clumsy paws. You stuck your forepaw in me eye. Get off!
Stop tickling and get your tail out of me ear, will ya?
Grofgut gasped as his stomach was kicked hard.
I'll tickle your ears with me sword if you don't shut your big noisy gobs. Three Tooth, it's your turn. Get on top of their heads afore you sling the rope.